Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Monday, March the 16th, 2026. With that said, I got as my friend, Professor Joel, and Joel, let's go over what you talked about, what they're doing to Tucker Carlson and other stuff.
Young Turk's Piranha video that he had talked to Tucker Carlson last night, and Tucker said they're coming after to arrest him for the things that he have said. And as Young said, we have a government within our government that's ruling this country, and that's why they're coming after Tucker. That's why they murdered Charlie Kirk. Because it was being exposed for what it is, and it happens to be with that little country in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. Israel, folks. Israel.
Yeah. And so we have this mass Satanist. Jay Parker said, Netanyahu is a Satanist.
Yes.
There is no doubt.
Yeah, I saw him doing human sacrifice.
And that is what the Gaza was. It was a sacrifice to them, because what the fallen angel does in their lives is that because they suck the life out of themselves, they have to suck the life out of blood. So they have to have these mass sacrifices. That's what happened to the Gaza. And they eliminated some of the early Christian churches that go back to the first century A.D.
Yeah, I know.
Not blown up by Bibi. He needed the order. And not only that, they wanted the innocents dead, so they gave the order to the IDF soldier to shoot the baby in the head. Not by the one or two, but by the hundreds.
I know, I saw that. I saw that one. Like you said, she can't go to sleep at night. It was an IDF. Because shooting and killing them. But, okay.
She came forward and said to the captain, I couldn't take it anymore.
Yep. I remember seeing it. Now, Joe, what they're coming after Tucker because he's critical of Israel. Now, and Jay Parker did say that BB was a fallen angel, possessed human being that does human sacrifices, because he saw it. He lived on the ley line over there in Delaware. Now, they got those ley lines going across the country, around the world, and they go right through Denver, and that's the reason on the winter solstice and summer solstice, they do the human sacrifice there at the old Navarra on the 21st and the 21st of December. They do it each year. And the big ones go there. That's where Milman had his Museum of Fine Arts, which is an old whorehouse in downtown Denver across from the Brown Palace Hotel. Now, Otis witnessed.
I can guarantee you they have not stopped with the sacrifice, because we see it at Gaza. Gaza was a sacrifice.
Yep. And let's talk about Gaza. Who's controlling it? Now, Kirshner, Jared Kirshner, the son-in-law, married Ivanka, son-in-law of Donald Trump. A lot of people got stuff out there on him about him being the Antichrist. And there's a couple good videos I've got. And I need to put them up on my site. But they're talking about describing him because of his birthday, because of what he's doing. And with and he's the assistant to Wyckoff. Wyckoff is, you know, trying to do the deal on the Gaza. They plan on taking the Gaza Strip. They're selling the land in there. They're going to build huge monster high-rises on it. And, oh, this is going to give them new housing for those that are left. No, there's nobody in the Gaza anymore. They're all dead, or they're trying to run for their life and can't get out. Now, same thing in Iran, okay? But Iran has a deal coming. Someone put out a real good report on it. Apparently, Russia has agreed to sell Iran a bunch of nuclear missiles that are capable of hitting the United States. They're buying, I forgot how many million or billion of them, but that's coming. That's right around the corner. Now, Magog and Gog, it's in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, how they come against Israel. Okay, they're already against Israel. And Israel is the big Satan, in my opinion. And we're protecting these people. We're over there wasting our money and our lives. People are dying right and left, and they're killing off all their enemies. They're trying to take over the whole Middle East is what they're trying to do. That's my opinion. What do you think, Joe?
Absolutely. You can see it because they're going into Lebanon. They're going into Syria. And also the Ukraine. They want Ukraine because I've seen the patches on the IDF soldier, and it shows the greater Israel.
Yep.
Part of that is going to be the Ukraine. That's why they depopulated and allowed the war between the Ukrainians and the Russians. And the ethnic cousins.
You know,
and they wanted it cleared out. They got it.
Yep. Initially, you know, Russia pulled up there and just surrounded the northern part of it and said, no, you're not going to go any further, when they had declared themselves to be a separate state and all this. That territory belongs to Russia, period. Always has. But it's always, that's where the fake Jews, they call themselves Jews, Israelis, that's where they originally came from. You want to explain that, Joe?
Yes. They are called the Ashkenaz. Their ancestry goes up to Japheth, but down through the Khazar kingdom, and then through the Germany, and then down throughout Europe. They are called Jews. They are not the old Hebrew.
And the old Hebrew originally was in the Gaza, correct?
Yep. Among the Palestinians, they say we are Muslims on the surface, but our ancestry is underneath the skin. We are the descendants of the old Hebrews.
And what happened? In 1947, Israel went and declared war on it, and they killed 40,000, buried them in mass graves to take over Palestine, which is now called Israel. And they drove a bunch of them into the Gaza, is what happened. And they pushed them into the Gaza. Now, all that land across there, where the Gaza was, Jared Kushner and this, the guy that's a Middle East peace boy, they call him.
I think they're going to put an effort to go ahead and go through the temple cult. I think they will build the temple, but they're going to put it on Temple Mount. But that's not the real Temple Mount. It's not the place of the old temple. That's 600 yards south at the city of the old city of David. But they're going to go ahead maybe and build it and put it up there by the mosque, which will even start more wars and up and the fight between the Muslims and them. But the temple will be, in my opinion, in the wrong place, because the real temple is down in the old city of David under piles and piles of boulders. They do have and dug out some of it, and they put an underground synagogue down there, which is meaning they're going to try to put their little control over that place called the city, or the temple, and the old city of David. Yep.
You know, the ones that, that was the Roman Empire, that where they, the Wailing Wall. That was,
yep,
the old Roman Empire that could control that building.
They had a Roman cohort division, or legion, that set up on that top during the time of Jesus.
Well, end time prophecies are sure coming about.
Oh yeah, but you know, it's being on Sean Ryan, had Father, had a Catholic priest up there, so, commenting on the rise of the beast, taking the mark of the beast, which will be a computer brought on by Peel, the one that's the handler of who was the handler of J.D. Vance.
Mm-hmm. Now, what they're going to do, from what I'm seeing, and there's a lot of reports coming out, people are really doing some excellent work on this, and they've been investigating, and I've been saving them to get on my site, but they're spying on everybody. They're spying through the phone. It's like Tucker Carlson just put out this video talking about this. Every time he texts somebody or he calls somebody or something, they're listening. And they're recording. And they're building cases against people. To put them in jail, to shut them up and silence them. We're supposed to have free speech in this country, First Amendment. And the Second Amendment is to protect the First Amendment. We got big problems here. Got big problems. Going to start shutting down the internet, controlling it, controlling people. Just arrest them because they speak out against the big evil Israel.
Right here in Phoenix, they're going to have this big plant to make the most advanced chip. The thing is massive. And it'll take a lot of water to compute computers. I don't know where they're going to get the water. I think it's going to get it out of the Hassayampa aquifer. But the Hassayampa, they'll drain it like they did in El Paso when Intel drained the water that was coming down from Elephant Butte Dam.
And there's no water coming to Las Vegas anymore because the water's dried up coming out of the Hoover Dam.
Yep.
Yeah. And what did they do down in Phoenix last year? You couldn't water your yard or anything?
Oh yeah, they're gonna put restrictions on because we have now had 2 years of absolutely no rain. None.
If you go to pictures of Lake Mead on the internet, that supplies the water to Las Vegas and it supplies the water downstream to Phoenix and to other parts. Unbelievable. Like here, they're saying the Missouri's drying up, the Ohio River's drying up, and the Ohio dumps into the Mississippi, and the Mississippi's getting pretty thin, and it's splitting down there to the four corners of Missouri, Arkansas, Illinois, and Louisiana, and that's where the New Madrid Fault is. It shakes every day at about a 3.5. And they're saying one of these days that thing's going to go up. And when it does, it's going to open up to the Great Lakes. It's going to encompass Chicago, Illinois. The Missouri River will be part of the Great Lakes. Now, I think there's a lot of disturbance going on the planet in regards to this. Because you can look at that. You can look at the two earthquakes or volcanoes. One at the tip of Florida and one down by Corpus Christi. And that's where the artery from that big oil spill back in 2010 or 2011, 2009, that covered the Gulf of Mexico with oil, and they brought the skimmers in, the Valdez and so forth, and they picked up all the oil and got it out of there, but they created a toxin there, bad. Because when you take oil out of the ground or out of the ocean, it has two gases in it that are deadly. And if you breathe it, either one of them, you're dead. Well, they found some guy out mowing his lawn in Tennessee in the corner down there, and he's dead. They went out and, you know, picked up his body, and they tested him and found out he had it, and they tested the air, and they found out that right there, the New Madrid, that fault line, that vein, artery of oil, went from the New Madrid all the way out into the ocean. Then it split and it went over to Corpus Christi and it split and it went over to around the southern tip of Florida. Now Super Spook 007 Otis Johnson had told me before they murdered him in 2017, and 2 weeks later his boss General Flynn had to resign under false indictment because they were after Mueller. They were after Hillary Clinton and Mueller in the false Russian dossier. And he says, don't worry about Mueller, Stu. If he doesn't do his job, he says, and prosecute Hildebeest, he called her, Hillary Clinton, he says, I'm going to personally arrest Mueller. We're going to charge him. So, Mueller never got arrested, Otis got killed, and General Flynn got fired, or under false indictment, supposedly. Any one of the case, he proved he was innocent. But he said, Otis told me that they had, when they tested this guy, and tested the air down there in Tennessee, that part of the gas coming up out of that fault line or that artery was coming up out of the ground down there in Tennessee, and they had to evacuate the whole county, evacuate them out of there so they wouldn't blow the place up because the spark from a from a gas heater or water heater or furnace, barbecue, could make the whole place blow up, and it'd blow all the way to down that artery, and it'd go off on both ends. Well, there's a volcano now surfacing underneath Corpus Christi, out in the ocean. There's one down there in Florida, another one getting ready to blow. And then you got the one in Wyoming, Estes Park up there. It's getting ready to blow. We've had Hawaii blow a couple times. There's a couple out there along the coast of California that's up towards San Francisco, and one down towards LA that are out in the ocean. Volcanoes getting ready to blow. And other places around the world are starting to happen. Well, I think one over there in Italy went off here a couple weeks ago. But they're saying that this is going to blow and it's going to open up. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, Joe, but boy, I'll tell you, end time prophecies as far as different things that would be signs of the end are now happening. It's very serious.
Oh, yeah. And we should put on top of that about Otis. And don't forget, there could be the problem with an engagement between the United States and Russia. And Russia has put what they call the Poseidon torpedo at the bottom of the ocean, and they'll set it off, and that'll create a giant tsunami 1,800 feet high.
Yep.
Inundate the East Coast.
Yep. Otis was on the phone. He got a call from the NSA. Woke him up. It was about 10:30, 11 o'clock. He goes to bed around 10. Or did. And he got a call, he said. And it was the NSA. And they wanted him on. Well, he worked out of his home. Out of his home, his office was his computer and hooked up to the NSA every day. He was semi-retired, they called it, but he wasn't. But he got on the phone because Putin was on the phone, and it was over that other country. It wasn't over Iran, and it wasn't Iraq. It was, where were they bombing before? Israel, where they were pounding the hell out of them. Right, over Lebanon. Anyway, he said something about invasion. Because Otis spoke a fluent Russian. That's the reason they had him on there. And he said, if we gas them again, because they were accusing us of gassing them, it was the Israelis were gassing them, but accused the U.S. and said, if the U.S. gasses that country again, he said, we're going to set a nuke off in the fault line, what do they call that? It's up there, up near the, it's out about 2,000 miles off the coast, the northeast coast of the United States. New York, he says. We'll drop a nuke in the Azar fault. The Azar, that's what it was, fault line. And he says it will cause a tidal wave 2,200 feet high, and it will go all the way to the Mississippi River, halfway across the nation. We will wipe your people out. That's what Russian Putin told him. So he gave Putin the guarantee by the United States that we wouldn't gas that country, and we didn't. We got problems, and they're big, and they're getting bigger. You got anything else to add, Joe?
I think that's about it.
Okay. I'll make sure I get this up today, okay?
All right.
I haven't been doing too much of the stuff because oh God, it won't leave my computers alone. Here, I just bought one used this past month, and I'm using it to record, but they won't leave them alone. And they won't leave my internet site alone. It's just constantly. I need to buy a new computer. I need to raise a couple hundred dollars to get me another computer. But don't have it. It's one of those things. But anyway, Joe, I want to thank you very much for coming on. But folks, be prepared. Because if you say anything wrong on the internet or on your phone, and they're monitoring us. I mean, they got the NSA, the DOD, they got the FBI, they're monitoring everybody's phones, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get totally worse. I mean, there's videos out there. I'll get them up today along with this about the tapping of everybody. But, Joe, I want to thank you for coming on.
All right. Good talk.
Okay. Hang on.